Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Ada Marie Show. Have you ever wished for help or wondered if you're on the right path? Ask the Golden Oracle how many times Spirit has come to her rescue. Ada Marie, the Golden Oracle, was a born seer. She was taught intuitive sight and herbal medicine from childhood by conscious mediums, her grandmothers. She channels this ancient knowledge and spirit wisdom in her work as healer, life coach, and spiritual counselor. For over 40 years, Ada Marie has used her rare gift of communicating universal knowledge in seminars for students. One second. Let's see. Yes?
Hello?
Yes? Ada Marie, you're supposed to be calling in for the show. Mm-hmm. We're on the air right now. Would you please call in? Thank you. Hello. So Ada Marie was tied up on a call, and she will be with us shortly. So, as I was saying before, for over 40 years, Ada Marie has used her rare gift of communicating universal knowledge in seminars for students and corporations. She's available by phone between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, weekdays at 1-520-896-9510. In her healing retreat near Tucson, Arizona, Ada Marie offers intensive one-on-one health spas in which miracles of physical and emotional regeneration happen. Guests report that they connected with their personal power and left with renewed confidence and strength. So to learn more about that, you can go to her website, which is thegoldenoracle.com. So it seems that she is having a little bit of difficulty checking in to the show. So let's just talk a little bit about the fact that many, many times we will get messages or suggestions or hints or a little nudge from Spirit, and we just kind of forget about it, you know, and just set it aside and say, oh, that's silly. Why am I thinking of something like that? When, of course, that is exactly what Spirit is trying to communicate with you. I've done it way too many times. And as we go through life, we seem to just get further and further away from what we could be doing, and that would make a life a whole lot easier. I'm a little puzzled. I think that Ada Marie is having trouble connecting with the show. This has never really happened quite like this before, but there's always a first time, I guess. Let me just check with her. Thank you. Okay. So as we go through life, more often than not, we think ourselves out of some of the best ideas we ever had, or we think ourselves into some of the worst ideas we ever had. It's totally amazing. 1 second. Here we have Ada Marie.
Hello.
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 Yes.
I was just
talking about the way that we talk ourselves out of the best things that Spirit suggests to us, and we talk ourselves into some of the worst things we should do.
Right.
So you can go from there. I know you talk to Spirit all the time, and you've had so many times that Spirit has practically saved your life, and maybe saved your life. Would you like to tell us a little bit about that? Yeah.
Well, whenever I receive a message from the other side, or from Spirit, as you call it, I listen to it and I act on it as quickly as possible. But sometimes even acting very quickly, it has come in late and I have to wait until I hear the results. So for those of you who are listening to the voices that come to you in the Spirit, really remember that there is sometimes things going on in the ether around us that do not give us the correct answers that we want. Just like today, I called in earlier, couldn't get through. I called in again, I wasn't accepted. Just now, I got a message, I called right in, and I got on the line.
That's great. That's good. So everything works out in its own good time, as they say.
You're right.
Sometimes we just have to hang into there until things shake out, so that we're in the right place at the right time, right?
Right, right. Or that we're called in at the right time and there wasn't something cutting us off.
I see. Yeah. So could you give us some ideas about some of the things that where Spirit communicated with you and let you know to change what you were going to do or to hurry up or slow down or whatever?
Well, whatever anybody asks, I will try to answer their question because everybody is different, you know. And everybody has a different option and a different time to be able to do these things. So the real reason here is you have to do them when you're given the time to do them, not when you think you feel like doing it.
Well, could you give us some examples of when Spirit contacted you and gave you some warning or some help or an idea or took you into some place where you were surprised to be? Or
well, what happened just a little while ago was I called in and for somebody to communicate with to be on the show, and nothing happened. So I hung up and I tried again and still I got no response. Then just a few minutes ago, somebody called me, and therefore I answered, and so now I'm here. I don't know
I ask you about times that Spirit has talked to, has given you suggestions, like maybe you're driving down the street and you turn at a funny place you didn't intend to turn and find out you were in the right place. Or sometimes you don't go out and then find out that there was an accident. Anything
right.
like that? And
that does
no,
happen
many things
frequently.
Have happened to you like that.
Well, things do happen like that, and they happen frequently. And I just take them as a matter of course because I know that if I've been told something, I need to follow that direction. In other words, people say, oh, it don't make any difference, but it's not true. It does make a difference. It makes a difference in how they get through the day. It makes a difference in who they communicate with. It makes a big difference in their life. And a lot of time is wasted because they don't listen to those messages they receive.
That's right. Absolutely right.
Right.
So, I remember once you told me that that you were you were about to turn onto the highway, and something told you to just wait, and you missed an accident or something like that.
That's right, I did. It told me to go forward, not to turn. And I didn't turn. I went forward. And because I went forward, I missed a massive accident, and I could have been in the middle of it.
Sure.
You know, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that people have to listen to the voice inside. They have to listen to the things that come, no matter how serious they are, on the mundane level. The truth is that the voice will tell you if you're not moving in a proper manner. So the secret is to listen to what the voice has to say. Okay, so it says, be in town at 9 o'clock, right? If it says that, and you leave at 7 o'clock, you'll be there at 9. But if you leave at 8 o'clock, you won't make it. You see what I'm saying?
And that's if the town is an hour away, right?
Right. And you may get to town early and you may have to wait. But isn't it worth the wait than having an accident?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
Yeah, right.
Has Spirit ever helped you get a job or find a house or anything?
Oh, many times. They've directed you in a manner that don't make any sense, of course. And if you drive down that street or go in that area, you find what you're looking for. But you don't always have anything that tells you why you're going in that area. You're just going there because the Spirit has directed you to go in that manner. In other words, you have to have the faith of a grain of mustard seed to follow the voice that has talked to you.
Yes, so don't talk yourself out of it, huh?
No, don't talk yourself out of it. That's pretty foolish.
I've done that too many times, Ada.
Yes, so many people have. And they've been sorry later.
Yeah,
so it's not something you want to
imagine.
Just talk to your... Pardon?
I can just imagine. I did something foolish here, I think. I think what I did was I didn't set the timer, so it went for 15 minutes.
Oh, right.
Oh my goodness, I can't do anything about this now. It's just it's just crazy. I made a mistake when I set it up.
Right.
I forgot to put the time in, the length of time. And
right.
Here I am. Well, let's see if we can possibly see if we can go
as far as we can go, and that's as far as we're gonna go.
Okay.
And we'll be okay because the universe is on our side. And there's probably a reason why we can't go any further.
It's very strange because I just changed the time. Let's see here.
Right.
Oh, there we are. Now we can go.
Okay.
Oh, somebody told me how to do it. So
okay, that's
I listened.
Good. You see?
I listened. I paid attention.
Good. There's always help if you pay attention to it.
There certainly is, and I don't even know how I did it, but I'm glad it happened.
Good. good.
It was something I'd never done before.
Well,
I accidentally. Yes, indeed. And help came through, and I don't know where it came through or who to thank, but thank you, somebody. Thank you, Spirit.
Thank you, Lord, for having attention.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that's another thing, is too many of us give up too quickly, don't we?
Yes. Because it didn't work the first minute, you let go of it, and that's a big mistake.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. So I just said, well, let me see if I can try to make up for my mistake. And
right.
It worked.
It worked.
Marvelous. Mm-hmm. It certainly
Absolutely.
Did.
So that's a good thing.
So it is a good thing. So it's never give up, right?
That's right. That's right. So many times people give up before they come to the right place to be able to complete their project or complete their phone or complete whatever it is they have to complete.
Mm-hmm.
Like a person called me the other day and they said, I've been trying to call my brother because he's in the hospital and they think that he's not going to last and I want to talk to him. I said, keep calling. If you keep
mm-hmm.
calling, you'll eventually get through. Well,
right.
I can't just waste my time. I said, you're not wasting your time. You're trying to reach your brother.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, well, I never thought of it like that. I said, well, get off the phone with me and try again. And she eventually got to talk to him before he passed.
That's good.
So, see, it's just that people get impatient. They think they
right.
should be, but we're only human, and everybody's human. So a lot
right.
of times we have to make allowances for being human, and time is used in some other manner.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And if she really wanted to talk with her brother, if he was just about to leave, you know,
right.
How could it possibly have been a waste of time? My goodness,
it wouldn't
that
be a
is
waste of time.
No,
not at all.
I know
when
my brother was in the hospital, it took me a long time to find him because he was in Tempe, Arizona. And the so many of the things in Arizona, they have the same name, you know.
How true! I live here.
The hospital and the nursing home and the waiting and the hostel and the this and the that. They're all the same name, and you
yeah.
call and you call and you call until you finally get the right one. And
right.
And by that time, he was intubated and he was in the hospital and this Philippine nurse says, I said, I want to talk to my brother. He can't talk to you. He's got this tube in his mouth. I said, he can hear. Put the phone up to his ear so I can talk
right.
to him.
Right.
You know, it made a huge difference to him.
Of course.
You know, he could make a little sound. So he
right.
couldn't talk, but he could go, you know.
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
And we had a good conversation.
Right. Right.
And I was able to tell him that his daughter got through her surgery okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all kind of, these you
right
you
things that were important
somebody,
to him.
Absolutely, and
mm-hmm.
that was a good thing. And
right.
So I just said, no, he can hear. So what if
mm-hmm.
he can't talk? He can hear, you know.
Right.
And this nurse had never thought of that.
Well, they don't think of a lot of things. They're so busy taking care of their problems. But,
yeah,
you know,
yeah.
whatever
mm-hmm.
you ask, they're willing to help with.
But if I had given up...
you wouldn't have gotten
you know,
to talk to him.
Exactly. And I couldn't have
yeah.
given him some good information. And I
right.
and it was an important call. You know?
Right.
So so these things happen. Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So when you know it's okay, and some other person is telling you it isn't, sometimes you just have to push on through.
You have to push through, because how do they know anything? They don't even know the situation. Think about it.
Yeah.
They don't know the situation. They just know their impatience and their negativity.
Mm-hmm. And so spirit has so much information,
mm-hmm.
or source, as you call it, and they have so much information that we don't know that sometimes doesn't make any sense at all until you follow through, and then it's of course it's exactly the right thing to do.
Right, it is the right thing to do.
Yeah. So one person once said, "Oh well, I don't want to bother spirit with little things." Well, who knows what's little and what's not little.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Sometimes things that seem little turn out to be a big thing in the long run.
Right. In the end result, they're very big.
That's right.
So there you go.
So.
I mean, you have to follow your intuition and follow the energy that you have, not what somebody else has.
That's right. Yeah, well, when we trust ourselves, that's a beginning. And if you trust spirit, you've got a wonderful partnership there.
Absolutely. So
it's like anything else. It takes practice.
It takes a lot of practice. It takes a lot of patience. It takes a lot of insight to be able to stay with it until you get to the end. It takes all
mm-hmm.
of those things to get you through the whole process. And you won't be sorry if you stand your ground and walk your way through it.
That's very, very true.
Yeah.
So in your meditations, do you sometimes get some ideas?
I'm very often given something to do that don't make sense, but I do it because they gave it to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when they give me something, I follow through. And it may not make any sense to me, but when I follow through, I become aware of what it is that I need to know and what I can do to help. And the
right.
spirit gives you that ability to help because they know you're sincere and you're helping.
Exactly. So everything is very is always somehow easier. Even the hardest things that we go through are easier when you feel that. There's a presence, and God is with you. The
right.
angels are watching over you. Whatever you say, however you say it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
absolutely.
You can feel good about that.
Yes. And I often do my best to convince people that they're not alone. You know, and
I can't imagine anybody even can feel alone. When we are one with God to begin with, so we are never alone. We are always blessed with the blessings that He has given us and carries with us from birth to death. So how can you be alone if you absolutely will sit down and say, "Okay, Father, I'd like to commune with you. I'd like to understand what I'm doing." He'll bring mm-hmm. that energy to you, no question about it.
I believe that.
I truly do. It's true. It's absolutely true. In fact, the very fact that I'm alive is because of that. Because I have followed whatever has happened to me, and I've had some horrible things happen. And I've done exactly as I was guided to do, and I walked right out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that if they give you something, the energy, the blessings of God, really give you an instinct or something to do, do it, do it, do it, and you'll walk right through it. You can walk through the bath of fire and never ever see it.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Right.
And sometimes you people will look at you and they say, well, how did you get through that?
Right.
Well, I just kept going. I mean.
Right. Because you can't say it was a blessing because they don't understand it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
They do not understand the blessings that God has to offer. They don't even offer to be grateful about it.
Well, you do have to be willing and able to receive. I know that for sure.
Yes, absolutely.
That's important, you know.
It is important
that we've got to do our part.
We do.
And it isn't as if the heavens open up and whatever you want falls on top of you. You've got to work with whatever is given you.
Right. Because what you have need of is what they give you. They give you what you have need of. You just have to use it.
Right. Right.
Mm-hmm.
So, have you noticed when you have helped people learn how to pay attention to spirit, have you noticed in their lives changing?
Yes. If they actually do it, their life changes immediately. If they don't do it, if they just pay lip service, oh yeah, I tried that. They didn't try it. If they would have tried it, it would have worked.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't fool
yeah.
me with their nonsense. But I quit helping them then because they're not going to do it.
So what you're really saying, that's interesting, but you stop helping the people that will not follow your guidance and help themselves.
Right.
I'm just wondering if spirit ever does that.
I think they do because there's so many people that need help.
Uh-huh.
And they just back away. They just stop.
Uh-huh.
They don't do anything unkind. They just quit.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's what
amazing.
Happens.
Amazing. Mm-hmm.
Right. Right.
So if you do things that don't make any sense and they work out, you know you're on the right track, don't you?
That's right, because spirit has guided you.
Right.
Mhm.
Now that makes a huge difference.
Makes a big difference. Yeah, it makes sense.
And sometimes you have to get way down the road before you can understand the how things did go right.
Right.
You know, when my husband died, I couldn't see any good that came of that, but I kept looking for the good. And I looked and I looked
came.
And I looked. And then it took me 9 years to really understand God's plan.
Yeah.
And what I finally realized that If he had lived, I would have been happy as a clam, and I would have been Mrs. John L. Blake. I would not have taken the classes. I would not have admitted my gift, and I would
mm-hmm.
not have developed them. I wouldn't have all the people that I've helped all of these years.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have been there for them.
No. So there was a reason.
And when I understood that, this tremendous peace came over me.
Absolutely. Absolutely it comes.
You know,
it's a
blessing.
It
really does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And could you give some suggestions to people to how to look for the good?
They have to look. There isn't any other way except to be silent and wait for the good to appear, so that they can feel it. They have to feel it. And if they don't be patient, and if they don't try to wait till a feeling comes to them, they just run helter-skelter. Nothing is accomplished.
Yes, and a lot of times they will put labels on things and say this was a bad thing, this was a terrible thing, this, and they keep going over and telling everybody how terrible things, a terrible thing that happened to them.
So they can't fix it.
Yeah.
Because they're so busy looking at it in a bad way that they can't fix it in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
I hear that
happen
all the time, and I just say to them, I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Okay.
That's what I tell them. I say, I wouldn't say that if I were you.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I'm not going to interfere with what they want to think, but I'm just telling them that I know that they shouldn't be thinking that way.
Mm-hmm. If you pronounce something as bad, it
you
feels
created
bad to
that.
Me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
It's a very, very interesting, very, very interesting. We do not realize our power to affect events without physically doing anything. We think and we label and we change things without even knowing we did it.
We don't even realize it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People don't realize it.
Yeah. But
no, they just don't do it.
Yeah. So
that's where they're at.
How do you work with people and help them to get better connected with spirit?
The way you do that is you just listen to them, let them rattle on for on and on and on, and they'll keep rattling on until finally, they realize that they alone can only talk to spirit. I can't talk to spirit for them.
Mm-hmm.
They talk and talk and talk. Some of them talk for 3 or 4 hours. And I say, well, you need to ask spirit. It'll answer your question.
Uh-huh.
And then they call back weeks or months later and say, oh, my God, you changed my life. Well, I listened to them with all the crap and junk and nonsense that they had, and then I let them go, and they have to find their way out, and they will, because the few words I say are, you know, you need to become aware that you are part of God and you are part of the spirit, and you need to become aware of that, and then they start changing how they think.
That's good. That's good. And you just let them talk it all out and get all their fears out in the open, huh?
Right. And when they're all out and they throw them on the ground, then I say to them, okay, now sit down with a pencil and paper and write the kind of person you want to be, and ask God for help, and you'll get it. Amen. That's it. So simple.
Okay.
Okay.
It does sound kind of simple.
It is simple.
But It makes sense. Makes sense.
Right. And a lot of people want attention, so they hang on to their misery just to get attention. Don't forget that.
Oh,
if they told
they had
you
the
worst, problem,
they had the worst case of whatever there was in the whole world.
Yeah, and if they've told you enough times, you know that they're hanging on to that to get attention. And say, well, when you decide to leave that area, then we'll go on to something positive. And hang up.
Uh-huh. Well,
yeah.
That's very interesting.
It makes very good sense. They have to think.
Which reminds me, yeah. I wanted to be sure and give people your telephone number.
Thank you. That's great.
It's 1-520-896-9510. Mm-hmm. Okay. And you do healings and spiritual counseling and all kinds of things like that over the phone, right?
I do, and I have a retreat house where people who are really serious about changing their life can come here, and in 3 days, their whole world is turned around, and they are extremely happy. So
it's so good to make people
very
happy.
They send me their friends and their family, so that keeps me busy too.
It does indeed.
Yeah,
it certainly does.
Mm-hmm.
So when you work with people, then do they come back to you for other things, or they
come back here. I've got people that call me from 25 years ago.
Uh-huh.
They call me and call me and call me because they have the privilege to call. And whenever somebody, if they're a couple and someone passes away, I always get a message from the spouse that they've lost their other half. And would I please send blessings to them or call them? And I do call them back, and I do thank them.
Sure.
And they tell me that they had a wonderful life after we got straightened around. So that's a good thing. I feel good about that.
Yes, indeed. It's important to know that you have done something more than just got up in the morning and eat three meals and do some kind of work and go to bed.
Yeah. It is. I usually don't eat three meals a day. I usually eat one.
Okay.
So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh my.
I'll be eating this in about a half hour, so that'll be the end of my day.
Okay. So you, but again,
if people
you know, when
calls,
as when, hmm?
If people leave a message, a phone message or a phone number, I will call them back. But if they don't do that, I don't call them back.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's perfectly understandable.
Yeah.
So, and you need to give it kind of slowly and carefully because a lot of people, they're so used to their phone, they mumble it fast, and you don't know for sure whether it was.
If I can't understand it, I don't even try.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to give their number slow and steady so I can write it down on a piece of paper. And if they don't do that, I don't bother with it. There's too many calls to be wasting my time trying to understand it. Did you get that number? No.
No, I didn't hear that clearly. Would you repeat that, please?
Oh my goodness
is right.
Yeah.
So it seems that we don't have any questions. Evidently, you have explained things so clearly that that they don't really need to ask you a question. Maybe, You know, sometimes you say something and you tell a story that you haven't thought of for years.
Because I won't do it for them.
Mm-hmm. Sure. But sometimes you will tell a story or something that you haven't thought of for years, and it was just exactly what this person needed to hear.
Right. The story fits them.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I do that. So
yeah, it happens a lot with me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to let you go. I got a call coming in at a quarter after. But I'm so happy to talk to you. It's a thrill to be able to spend time with you.
Well, this is a special day and time for me, and for the people who call in. And I'm sure that they are getting just everything that they need when they call in and listen to the wisdom that you share.
Well, I share what I can, and when I don't know an answer, I tell them I don't know it. I'm very good about that. If I don't have an answer, I say I don't.
I've known some psychics who just make up something when they don't know. So
I can't do that.
It's a matter of honor. It really is.
You're right, it is.
And they look at you kind of funny when they say you don't know, but you really...
But the truth is, I don't know. So that's it.
Right.
Anyway, I'll let you go, honey, but it's so good to talk to you. I'm delighted.
Okay, and we will just say love and light, and we will see you next week. Call in at the same time, same place.
Right, and love and light and joy to the world. It's already confused enough. Let's have some light and love.
That's right. Okay. And blessings to everybody.
Yes.
Bye now.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm.